Hello, I'm Sarah Lusher, and welcome to this August edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. We are bringing you this issue with the kind permission of Archant Publishers. We're delighted that, following successful cancer treatment, John Francis is back reading for us. He is joined by Kevin Ford, Sarah Kings and Caroline Aldrey. Along with our regular features and contributors, we have a very nautical theme with stories of boats and lighthouses and lifeboatmen, a man with a passion for classic cars, why Aylsham is ahead of the slow curve, and how our county cured a man of his fear of heights. But first, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk Magazine. Dominic.
I've occasionally thought how glad I am that I don't live anywhere near Glastonbury. Apart from the obvious fact that if I did, I wouldn't be here in the finest county in Britain, for 2 weeks each couple of years that lovely little corner of Somerset turns into what looks like the most hellish place on earth. I'm not a complete stick in the mud, unlike many Glastonbury goers, ho-ho, because I do enjoy a spot of lively entertainment outdoors, but under strictly controlled conditions. I will contend that festivals are relentlessly dreadful, bearable only if you are watching carefully selected action, carefully curated, in the modern argo, from the only proper viewpoint of a comfy chair in your front room on the TV. What's wrong with festivals? Let's start with camping. In an English summer, camping is an act of faith to start with. At a festival, it's an act of idiocy. Finding a spot on a piece of levelish, dry ground that isn't a two-day hike from the action is merely the start. You can leave nothing of value inside, so you have to cart all your stuff around. When it rains, and it will, everything will be sodden and gritty with mud. And you can't just bob along to the facilities to rinse off, because they will be ghastly, as the ashen-faced legions tottering away from them will attest. When it is time to stumble along to the actual entertainment, you will have no clue where anything is. You will, if you're lucky, just catch the encore. You won't be able to see anything because of the fat heads at the front, who are somehow allowed to wave massive flags, obscuring the stage and giving the whole thing the feel of Agincourt, but without the arrows or the French. Mrs. C and I went to a festival once, the V Festival near Chelmsford. It was appalling, for all the above reasons and also because it was so absurdly expensive. Everything cost three times what it was worth, and don't get me started on the queues. But, as I said earlier, there is a time and a place for outdoor entertainment, and one of those times should have been this month, and the place should have been Blickling. Classic Ibiza is all the festival isn't. A beautiful setting by a lake, civilised folk, picnics, a warm evening sky deepening to a deep blue, if the weather has been kind, music to soothe the soul, and no fatheads with flags. Last time we went, Mrs. C was going through her crash test dummy spell and was plastered up, which did at least mean we got to park near the entrance, so I didn't have to push the wheelchair too far. It also meant that she had a nice seat, though she did drift a little closer to the front than we expected when we left the break off. We caught up with her before she hit the stage, which was the main thing. Of course, this year's event went the way of most of the rest of summer, but it will be back next year and we will be there, hopefully with good friends, a basket of delicious things to eat and perhaps a drink or two. I might even break out the glow sticks. I do like to let my hair down, as you've probably gathered. See you there.